This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
God, please wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So change my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of The Power of Dhikr. In this episode, we are talking about different kinds of hearts when it comes to the remembrance of Allah. Different situations that people find themselves in with regard to the remembrance of Allah. First of all, let's talk about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those who are heedless and those who forget. Allah azza wa jalla says in the Quran, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفًا. Remember Allah in yourself, in humility and in fear. وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. And without being apparent in speech, so softly, both open and both inside of yourself. بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. In the mornings and in the evenings. وَلَا تَكُن مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. وَلَا تَكُن مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Do not be from those who are heedless. Those who forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who don't remember Allah azza wa jal. Don't be from those people. And Allah azza wa jal mentions in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. We have prepared for them in Jahannam for many of the man, many of men and many of the jinn will be from the people of Jahannam. And then Allah describes their situation when they are from the people of Jahannam. He says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts that they don't use to understand anything. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes that they don't use to see. Their eyes, they see things, but their eyes don't see that which benefits them, don't lead them to that which is benefit, which will benefit them. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears which hear, but their ears don't hear anything of benefit. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. They are like animals, like cattle. Rather, they are even more misguided than cattle. They are those who are negligent of the remembrance of Allah. So, look at how Allah describes those people who completely turn away from the remembrance of Allah. He describes them as having hearts, but they don't use their hearts to actually realize anything, to actually understand something, to actually come near to Allah. They have eyes, but they don't use their eyes to actually see that which is going to benefit them. They have ears, but they don't use their ears to actually hear anything which benefits them. And that's why, you know, animals, cattle, they have hearts. Cattle, they have eyes. Cattle, they have ears. But their hearts and their eyes and their ears don't benefit them. They don't lead them to understand. So in fact, they are even more misguided than cattle. And these are the status of the people who are ignorant and who turn away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we've heard this, we can really divide the hearts of the people into three types. We heard earlier on in one of the previous episodes that the example of those who remember Allah and those who don't remember Allah are like the living and the dead. The example of those who remember Allah and those who don't remember Allah is like the example of the living and the example of the dead. So here we have the example of three hearts. Two of them we've talked about. One of them we're going to talk about insha'Allah ta'ala in this episode. The first kind of heart is the heart which is salim. It's healthy, it's happy, it's remembering Allah much. It's in a state where it is completely and purely sincere for the sake of Allah. It doesn't make any partner with Allah. It doesn't show off. It is a completely healthy, happy heart that remembers Allah Azza wa Jal at all times. And whatever it loves for the sake of Allah. Whatever it hates for the sake of Allah. Whatever it does in terms of the actions of the heart in fear and hope are all for the sake of Allah. But then this whole heart, it is completely focused upon the remembrance of Allah. But then there is the second kind of heart, and that is the dead heart. And the dead heart, it doesn't love for the sake of Allah, it doesn't hate for the sake of Allah, it doesn't remember Allah at all. It's like the heart of the cattle, of the animals. In fact, it's even more misguided than the heart of the cattle and the animals. It doesn't have any love of Allah, it isn't for Allah alone, it isn't sincere for Allah, it isn't doing anything, it's just a dead heart. And if you found a dead heart, you wouldn't want a dead heart to be transplanted into your body. If you were needing a heart transplant or a heart operation, you wouldn't ask them to transplant a dead heart. It's a dead heart, it's shriveled up, it's completely finished. But then there is the heart which is in between. And this is the heart that we want to talk about today. Not the heart that remembers Allah much, not the heart that is completely ignorant of Allah completely, but the heart that is sick. It's in intensive care. It remembers Allah, but not as much as it should. It forgets Allah, but not completely. And this is the situation of many of us, and indeed all of us go through these kind of times in our lives, where our hearts feel like they are neither really safe and sound and happy, nor are they necessarily completely evil. They are the heart that is sick. And when you're sick and when you're in intensive care and you're in need of a lot of medical help and attention, you need to be very careful, because a mistake at this time could lead to the heart dying. Imagine this person. This person is in the hospital, in the intensive care ward, in the area of the hospital that's restricted for the most sick patients. And the person, the doctor fears the person is going to die. They're spending all of their time looking at this person to cure them, to help them, to try to give them medicine, being so, so careful about what they do. This is the example of the sick heart that is leaning towards forgetting about Allah. And then there is someone who is in the outpatient department in the hospital. They are sick, but not really, really sick. They're sick, but they're not incredibly sick. And that is the example of the heart that is sick, but it's closer to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the heart is sick, but it is closer to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so in the sick hearts, not all of the sick hearts are of one kind. What do we do when we have a sick heart? The first thing that we need to do is to recognize that we have a problem. To recognize that our heart is in need of some medical treatment. And you know, the problem with a sick heart is that if your heart is a little bit sick, if you're a little bit negligent of the remembrance of Allah, and then you continue and continue and continue, you're going to get more and more and more sick, and eventually you're going to need intensive care. And it's going to be at the point where your heart is about to die and about to become from those hearts that are sealed. Remember that the sins on the heart are like black spots. You have your heart, and every time you sin, a black spot is placed upon it. Another one, and another one, and another one. Repentance wipes out those spots. But without repentance, they just keep on getting more and more and more. Once they cover the heart completely, the heart is sealed, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't provide guidance to that person, except for those who Allah has mercy upon. So when you are in a state like this, you need to recognize that the quicker you can deal with this, the quicker you can come back to the remembrance of Allah, the more likely it is that you're going to make a full and complete recovery. So this person who has some sickness in their heart is, they aren't remembering Allah as much as they need to be. They need to look really very seriously at themselves. And this is what we call muhasabatun nafs. Take yourself to account. And there is a famous athar of some of the companions who said, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Take yourself to account before it comes a time when Allah is going to take you to account. Take yourself to account before there comes a time when Allah is going to take you to account. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you to account, you don't have a chance to go back and say, oh, I made a mistake, I didn't do it right. So take yourself to account. When there's a problem, admit there's a problem. First thing, admit that there is an issue here. I'm not remembering Allah as much as I should be, and my prayers are not on time, I'm not reading the Quran as much as I should be, I'm not doing the du'as that I'm supposed to be doing in the morning and the evening, I don't feel like I am really doing everything that I should be doing. Take yourself to account. Because it's like a mock exam in school. When you take a mock exam in school, you get a fail. Doesn't matter. It's just a warning sign for you. So likewise, when you take your soul to account and you get a fail, it's a warning sign and you have a chance to make good before the final exam. When you fail a final exam, this exam, there's no resit. There's no option for you to go and do it again. That's it. You fail it, you fail it. So take yourself to account. Realize there is a problem. And then realize that dhikr is the best way to bring that heart back to life. There are narrations and ahadith which indicate that dhikr brings the heart back to life. It brings tranquility back into the heart. So you look at yourself and you say, I need to be remembering Allah. I need to be calling upon Allah. First and foremost, the heart needs to be purified of all kinds of polytheism, anything that involves giving the rights of Allah to someone to other than Allah. Likewise, any kind of innovations, anything that's been done against the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, the heart needs to be purified, washed clean of these things. Tawbah, repentance to Allah, and you start with a heart that is clean, but it's a little bit, it's fragile. It's been through a rough time. This heart, it's been through a rough time, it's been pretty sick, it's fragile. Like someone who's just had a heart operation, they have to be a bit careful if they do strenuous exercise. Likewise, you know, your heart has just been through a cleaning process, it's very, very, very fragile. So now you build upon it. What do you build with? You build with the obligatory deeds. The obligatory forms of dhikr. Because there are forms of dhikr that are obligatory and forms of dhikr that are recommended. So let's begin with the obligatory dhikr. The obligatory dhikr begins with the prayer. Because the prayer has been written for the believers at fixed times. So it begins with the prayer, it begins with those other obligatory things Allah has commanded you to do, and then slowly you begin to add things into it. Optional deeds, optional prayers, optional remembrance, recitation of the Quran. And the heart begins to become stronger again. You can handle a bit more. You do a little bit more and a little bit more. Slowly, steady, regular increase in your optional deeds. Repentance, looking at yourself again. You stop yourself every now and again and say, how am I compared to last week? How am I compared to last month? Am I doing more to remember Allah than I was? Do I feel that I still go through huge swathes of the day, huge parts of the day where I don't remember Allah Azza wa Jal? Once you feel that you're getting stronger through the regular obligatory deeds, then you get closer to Allah through the optional deeds and closer, and then eventually, through repentance and taking yourself to account, you go from the one who had a sick heart to the one who has a sound and healthy heart, and you are from those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal much. Remember that the quicker you do go through this process, the better, because if you delay, you may delay to the point where there is nothing that can be done to save your heart from dying. And that's what we want to avoid. And that's all we have time for, inshallah, in this short episode of The Power of Dhikr. Inshallah, please do join us for the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So change my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Wash all the filth away.